Computers, there isn't anything I know about them. I'm not kidding. I am the most illiterate computer person out there. And a couple of times I've been hacked, and it's like, oh my gosh, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Do you buy better protection? This is a real serious problem. It's a serious problem for individuals. It's a serious problem for businesses. And how can you get your company to understand the severity of this problem and let alone how to fix it? Well, that's where J. Eduardo Campos comes in, because he has written a book. He's co-authored with his wife, Erica, From Problem Solving to Solution Design, Turning Ideas into Action. And between the two of you, you have over 50 years of experience solving global organizations' challenging problems. And I know that you're an expert in strategic human-centric solution design, and you've got a background in cybersecurity. And it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So I have a friend who is a senior citizen. She lives in a complex that for seniors. She's on a fixed income. Her computer got hacked. She thought that it was legit. She got a phone call, a spam. It was all spam, is what I'm trying to say. She was not savvy enough to know and gave away all of the money she had in her checking account to live that month. Everything. It wiped it out. So it sounds like drastic, but these scams and these attacks on our computers, our devices, are happening all the time. But it's different for a company. And tell us what the differences are, please.
Well, it's sad to hear this story, especially because we hear this kind of story every day. Elderly people being exploited by criminals. It's not that different from what companies are facing every day. Unfortunately, what companies have been doing is just to try and buy new technical solutions. We must tackle the problem from both sides, technical and the human factor. We need to help people to understand how to defend themselves. We need to teach them how to protect themselves. For example, in the case of your listener, the Federal Trade Commission has a site, FTC.gov, where they teach with videos, simple videos, how elderly people, how kids can protect themselves. For companies,
Give
the
that
companies that
e
are doing, please go
give that
ahead.
email again, please. Give that website
It's
again, please.
a www.FTC, Federal Trade Commission.gov.
Okay. Very good.
So, for companies, it's really trying to bring in the human factor, bring in the stakeholders, the employees, vendors, suppliers. Everybody must be taught how to follow security protocols instead of just getting a technical solution down the throat.
So, how do you take, in your book, you share about solution design techniques. You know, obviously, someone with your background, you had 13 years at Microsoft as a cybersecurity advisor and then led innovative projects at high levels of government. So, when you speak, people want to hear what you have to say. What are the most common mistakes that employees are making that leave an organization open to hacking?
The biggest issue here is that employees, the companies, are still trying to solve for the symptoms and not for the cause. The cause is usually people not being aware of how the criminals are acting and how they can protect themselves. What are the company policies if you are talking about an organization? So to solve that, you have to go beyond the symptoms and identify the root cause. And I can give you an example. It's spring. I can give you an example from gardening.
Yes.
There's a tree dying, and in the garden, an inexperienced gardener comes and props up each branch, sprays water on the leaves, and gets no results. A wise gardener instead comes with a bucket of water and drops the water at the roots. Problem solved. In an organization that keeps getting hacked or keeps getting infected with viruses, leadership needs to bring in every employee, every provider, every supplier, and teach them how to protect themselves, and not just providing a new antivirus, a new tool. You need to bring in people so that they understand what they are protecting themselves from.
That's really important. And I think we all can, you know, learn from that. What can we do? And I'm diverting. I know your whole thing is with companies, but what can individuals do if we get hacked a lot?
Well, we need to step back and identify the root cause of our problem. Why do we get hacked all the time? So I had a friend. He could not understand why his computer was. Every morning, his computer was infected by a virus. So one day, he realized his son, his teenager son, was playing online video games the previous night. And to play in online video games, sometimes you have to turn off the antivirus. So the kid would turn off the antivirus and forget to turn it on. So
yes.
His father, instead of punishing the son, sat down with him and said, you know, explain it to him why the antivirus is important, which sites he should avoid to go to, and so on. It takes time. It's time-consuming, but it works. And today, my friend has no infections anymore in his computer.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you have to look at what sites you're going to. I think, you know, when they say, will you allow this? And, you know, I think we have to all become more aware of how vulnerable we all are, And if you were the CEO of a company right now, how would you educate employees on computer network security?
The first thing, Frankie, that CEOs must do is to bring in people and understand how much security each department needs. If it's HR that is dealing with medical information, payroll information, definitely they need lots of security there. But if it's someone that is writing content for the website, they might need less security, although everyone and all the corporation will need a minimum level of security. And then learn from your employees, from your suppliers, every stakeholder, what they need to perform, what they need to carry out their duties, and then design something that fits that, but listen to them. Because if you are going to implement something that is going to impact them, they need to be part of the solution.
Yes, absolutely. You've been doing this a lot of years. It's not getting better, I'm sure you're going to say that, Eduardo.
Yes, unfortunately, Frankie. It's getting worse every year, and when we dig into the information and the several reports that you have today, I was reading reports the other day for a conference, over 25 reports across the globe. The human factor is still behind many of the problems we see there. We need to deal with teaching people, training people, committing employees to be part of the protection of the company. It's not the IT department jobs anymore. It's everyone's job
Yes.
to protect the company.
That's a great point. The new book is out. It's called From Problem Solving to Solution Design. And all of the details of the book, you co-authored the book with your wife, Erica, so it's E.E., go ahead, Campos?
Yes, it's eecampos.com. eecampos.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Eduardo, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, and you are listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. Check out FrankieBoyer.com. And by the way, iTunes, yes, Biz Talk is now on iTunes. Did you know that? We'll be right back.
57.
Now you can watch business videos.